Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Have you been outside after a rainstorm and seen a rainbow in the sky? Oh, it's a beautiful thing to behold. Yet, before the flood, there was no rainbows. The ark and the flood all changed how our world was ordered, and God gave a few new commandments. Step into my last story of Noah. God established a covenant with the descendants of Noah and all the animals on the earth. God promised never again to destroy the earth by flood. To know that God made this promise, he put a sign in the sky, a rainbow in the sky. When God brings clouds over the earth, he will see the rainbow and remember the covenant between God and the earth. Noah and the ark landed after the water had subsided, and life returned back to the earth. They left the ark, releasing all the animals, and built an altar to worship as God. God told Noah to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. Now there was to be fear and terror on the earth. All the animals shall fear man. Man would now eat the flesh of the animals, but if man killed man, then God would require man's life for the shedding of man's blood. For man is made in the image of God. God commanded that they populate the earth abundantly. Noah, he became a farmer and planted a vineyard. He became a winemaker and several times got himself very drunk. But you'll have to read that part in the story yourself. He lived another 350 years after the flood to a ripe old age of 950 years old. The earth has been cleansed of evil. A promise has been given from God with a sign of the rainbow in the sky. God has also instructed us not to kill man. The earth is to be filled with human life at all points of the globe. Did they actually do that last part? Well, you're going to have to come back and find out. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.